Let's get down to business, taking a look at Wall Street. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 228 to close at 25,803. It's a record high close for the Dow Industrial Average. Whenever there's a record high close, we celebrate. Although, I gotta say, there's not much celebration going on today. Markets will be closed on Monday in observance of Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and I look around and there's almost nobody here. Josh, Wes, that's it. Okay, go have some milk and cookies down in the break room, guys. What can I tell you? Long holiday weekend. S&P 500 up 18 at 2,786. That's a record high close. NASDAQ Composite up 49 at 7,261, another record high close. Russell 2000 up 5 at 1,591, record high close. Yield on the 10-year Treasury note up 2 basis points at 2.55%. Oil up 60 cents at $64.40 per barrel. Gold up $16.40 at $1,339.30 per ounce. The consumer price index rose 0.1% in December. If food and gas are stripped out, the core rate of inflation rose a much sharper 0.3%. It's the highest reading in almost a year. 12-month rate of inflation, as measured by the CPI, slipped to 2.1 from 2.22%. The more closely followed core rate edged up to 1.8% from 1.7%. It's been stuck in this range for about 8 months now. The increase in the cost of living last month was tied largely to increasing rents and home prices. Also, higher prices for prescription drugs, new cars and trucks, and motor vehicle insurance. Food prices up 0.2%, but that increase was more than offset by a 1.2% drop in energy prices. Now, those lower energy prices are likely to reverse in the January report as heating fuel prices have jumped and crude oil broke through $64 a barrel. Adjusted for inflation, hourly wages rose 0.2% to mark the first increase since July. Over the past year, real wages have only risen 0.4%. Federal Reserve has been divided over the outlook for inflation, but nothing in today's report would likely negate the outlook for 3 rate hikes in 2018. The dollar briefly trimmed losses against a basket of currencies after the CPI report, later slumped to a 4-month low on expectations the European Central Bank would wind down its bond buying program this year. Prices for U.S. Treasuries fell with the yield on the interest rate sensitive 2-year note topping 2%. That's the highest since September 2008. The 2-year note provides investors with more income than dividends on the S&P 500 index now. Bond traders betting the Fed will raise rates in 2018 with about an 80% probability of a rate hike at the Fed's March FOMC meeting. Sales at U.S. retailers rose 0.4% in December, a fourth straight monthly gain. Excluding automobiles and gasoline, retail sales also rose 0.4% last month. Holiday sales, according to the National Retail Federation, holiday sales rose to $691.9 billion in November and December. That marks a 5.5% increase from the year before. In the past, earnings reporting season kicked off with Alcoa. The aluminum company was one of the 30 stocks in the Dow Industrial Average with the ticker symbol AA. The company held an alphabetic status. Now earnings season just sort of happens, but make no mistake, we are now in earnings reporting season with a couple of big reports from big banks, J.P. Morgan and Wells Fargo. J.P. Morgan Chase's financial results came in slightly stronger than expected despite a big one-time hit from the new tax law, and they indicate that the bank and its peers could grow even more profitable in the years ahead. J.P. Morgan's profits were impressive. The bank raked in more than $24 billion in profits for the full year, consistent with its 2016 results. It also crossed a big annual revenue milestone, re-entering the 12-figure club for the first time since 2010. It reported $104 billion for 2017 on an adjusted basis for revenue. Adjusted earnings per share came in at $1.76 versus estimates of $1.69. Consumer banking playing an ever smaller role in the makeup of J.P. Morgan, investment banking and trading far larger units. The new federal tax bill saved Wells Fargo more than $3 billion in the fourth quarter of last year, but the bank also set aside more than $3 billion in the quarter to pay for lawsuits and litigation related to a series of problems and bad practices. Despite expected legal costs, the bank saw revenue and profits climb in 2017, the first full year since the unauthorized accounts scandal broke, and a year during which additional, including mortgage and auto insurance matters, came to light. For the fourth quarter, the bank reported net income of $6.1 billion on revenue of $22.1 billion, both up about 2% from the same quarter previous year. For the full year, net income reaches $22.2 billion, or $4.10 per share. That's up about 1% over 2016. The New York City government is suing the world's five largest publicly traded oil companies, seeking to hold them responsible for present and future damage to the city from climate change. In addition to the litigation, officials said they expect to divest up to $5 billion in investments from as many as 190 companies with fossil fuel ties. They promised to maintain their fiduciary duty to New York's pensioners. The suit against BP, Chevron, ConocoPhillips, ExxonMobil, and Royal Dutch Shell claims the companies together produced 11% of all global warming gases through the oil and gas products they've sold over the years. It also charges that the companies in the industry they are part of have known for some time about the consequences but sought to obscure them. Several prior cases challenging individual companies based on a public nuisance theory have failed, including at the Supreme Court, which ruled in 2011 that climate action by the Environmental Protection Agency, in effect, removed the ability to use the courts as a remedy. Facebook has more than 2 billion users each month. The company has been criticized for algorithms that may have prioritized misleading news and misinformation in people's feeds, influencing the 2016 American presidential election, as well as political discourse in many countries. So, CEO Mark Zuckerberg has just announced the company will change the filter for the news feed to prioritize what friends and family share, while reducing the amount of non-advertising content from publishers and brands. The idea is to make the social media platform more social. The company wants people to aimlessly scroll and surf Facebook less and instead wallow for a while in a meaningful interaction or two. Whether this makes people feel less bad about hanging out on Facebook or makes Facebook less of a tool for propaganda or misinformation remains to be seen. The effects of Facebook's strategy change are hard to know for certain. This is not the first time Facebook has made changes to its news feed, but this is a major change. More changes may be coming as well that will have Facebook play a more direct role in determining what are legitimate news sources in its digital hangouts. That's something news organizations in particular have pushed Facebook and Google to do, but those tech companies have been reluctant to dictate what is trustworthy news and what's just hogwash. It's possible Facebook will no longer try to walk the line between neutral tech platform and editorial discretion. There's a direct relationship between the quantity of time people spend surfing Facebook and revenue. In the short term, the move is costing Facebook, wiping out about $23 billion in market cap today. In the longer term, this may be the fix that makes Facebook a better company. Time will tell. Representative Martha McSally announced today that she is running for the Senate from Arizona. McSally joins a Republican field vying for the nomination for retiring Senator Jeff Flake's seat that also includes former Sheriff Joe Arpaio and former state senator Kelly Ward. Well, by now you've heard about Trump's comments yesterday as he met with several senators. I will not repeat the quote because it would technically be an FCC violation, although I'm pretty sure you've heard it by now. And it is a public admission of sorts that he is incapable of being a president for all Americans, the logic of his argument elevating not just white immigrants over brown ones, but white citizens over the people of color they share this country with. Trump denied the words, but they were confirmed by both Senators Dick Durbin and Lindsey Graham, who were part of a group of senators who presented a bipartisan proposal on immigration and DACA. The proposal included $2.8 billion for border security, including $1.6 billion for a wall or fence, technical surveillance and agent training, and $1.2 billion for other border priorities. Immigration slots under a visa lottery program would be used instead for people in the U.S. who have lost their temporary protected status because of recent actions by the administration or for people from low immigration countries. The blow-up over immigration creates a complicated mix for lawmakers who have only 4 days of work next week due to Monday's Martin Luther King holiday. That's 4 days to put a deal together to avoid a government shutdown on January 19th. Most voters don't expect politicians to be saints, but they don't like open expressions of racial prejudice. They do take note when their president needs to cancel a trip to London for fear of sparking massive demonstrations, as Trump did Thursday night. They may not care that their president is unpopular overseas, even though Americans do a lot of business overseas, and this does not help to sell America's image or our products. The White House worked intensely this week to showcase Trump as serious, on top of his brief, leader of a strong economy, not at all worrisome. And with a single vulgar remark from Trump, all that work went down the hole, right down the bleeping hole. Dow Jones Industrial Average today closed up 228 at a record high, 25,803. S&P 500 up 18 at a record 2,786. NASDAQ Composite up 49 at a record 7,261. And the Russell up 5 at 1,591, also a record. As always, we invite you to follow along at moneyradio.com for live streaming and archived audio. The daily blog, text, audio, and much more, all free at eatthebankers.com. That's eatthebankers.com.